Behave yourself and mind your brothers. Bob, Jack, Huey, and Stu were hopping up and down by the front gate when Fee finally pushed Maggie out the door, her luncheon jam sandwiches in an old satchel.
Come on, Maggie, we'll be late,
Bob shouted, moving off down the road. Maggie followed the dwindling forms of her brothers at a run. It was a little after 7 o'clock in the morning, and the gentle sun had been up several hours. The dew had dried off the grass, except where there was deep shade. The Wahine Road was a wheel-rutted earthen track, two ribbons of dark red separated by a wide band of bright green grass. White calla lilies and orange nasturtiums flowered profusely in the high grass to either side, where the neat wooden fences of bordering properties warned against trespassing. Bob always walked to school along the top of the right-hand fences, balancing his leather satchel on his head instead of wearing it haversack style. The left-hand fence belonged to Jack, which permitted the three younger Clearys' domain of the road itself. At the top of the long, steep hill, they had to climb from the Smithy Hollow to where the Robertson Road joined the Wahine Road. They paused for a moment, panting, the five bright heads haloed against a puffily clouded sky. This was the best part, going down the hill. They linked hands and galloped on the grassy verge until it vanished in a tangle of flowers, wishing they had the time to sneak under Mr. Chapman's fence and roll all the way down like boulders. It was 5 miles from the Cleary House to Wahine, and by the time Maggie saw telegraph poles in the distance, her legs were trembling and her socks were falling down. Ears tuned for the assembly bell, Bob glanced at her impatiently as she toiled along, hitching at her drawers and giving an occasional gasp of distress. Her face under the mass of hair was pink and yet curiously pallid. Sighing, Bob passed his satchel to Jack and ran his hands down the sides of his knickers.
"Come on, Maggie. I'll piggyback you the rest of the way," he said, gruffly, glaring at his brothers in case they had the mistaken idea that he was going soft.
Maggie scrambled onto his back, heaved herself up enough to lock her legs around his waist, and pillowed her head on his skinny shoulder blissfully. Now she could view Wahine in comfort. There was not much to see. Little more than a big village, Wahine straggled down each side of a tar-centered road. The biggest building was the local hotel of 2 stories, with an awning shading the footpath from the sun, and posts supporting the awning all along the gutter.